fruits. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another, taking a moment for silence, for reflection, and self-examination. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
And for all who are offer here their worship and praise. Let us pray to the Lord.
Sovereign God, ruler of all hearts, you call us to obey you, and you favor us with true freedom. Keep us faithful to the ways of your Son, that, leaving behind all that hinders us, we may steadfastly follow your paths through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated for the reading.
Good morning. A reading from 1 Kings. Then the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram. Also you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, of Abimelech, as prophet in your place." So he set out from there, and he found Elisha, son of Shaphat, who was plowing. There were 12 yoke of oxen ahead of him. He was with the 12th. Elijah passed him and threw his mantle over him. He left the oxen, ran after Elijah, and said, "Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." Then Elijah said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done for you?" He returned from following him, took the yoke of oxen, and slaughtered them. Using the equipment from the oxen, he boiled their flesh and gave it to the people, and then ate. Then he set out and followed Elijah and became his servant. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to read responsibly with me from Psalm 16. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge.
I say to the Lord, "You are my Lord. I have no good apart from you."
As for the holy ones in the land, they are the noble, in whom is all my delight.
Those who choose another God multiply their sorrows.
The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot.
The boundary lines have fallen for me because of places. I have lived there.
I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. Therefore, my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure.
For you do not give me up to trouble, nor let the faithful ones see the dead.
You show me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. In your right hand our pleasures forevermore. Our second reading is from Paul's letter to the Galatians, the 5th chapter. For freedom, Christ set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence. But through love, become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in one single commandment. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be led and guided by the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to St. Luke, the 9th chapter.
Glory to you, O Christ.
When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him, but they did not receive him, because his face was set toward Jerusalem. When his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise be to God.
You may be seated. I have always been confused at the pairing of this Old Testament reading with the gospel there, where Elisha is allowed to go back and say goodbye. And here in this gospel reading, none of them are allowed to go say bye or even and bury someone, and therefore I'm not preaching on either of those two today. We are going to go with Galatians because there is a lot there in that reading today. So, simul justus et peccator. A lot of people have asked me, what is that tattoo on your wrist? What does it say? That is what it says. And then they say, what does that mean? And I say, it's Latin for simultaneously, at the same time, justified. And at the same time, justified and a sinner. I am a saint and I am a sinner all at the same time. And I'm guessing the same applies for at least most of you. This past week, I was at scout camp. I don't know if you know what the weather was like this past week. Also, 10 boys in my troop, ages 11 to 16. 95 degrees on a few of the days. It was at least 90 degrees every single day. And I'm going to pause here for a minute. There's a man there sitting in the back with a big old smile on his face. And his son was supposed to be the scoutmaster of this troop. And he handed it to me. Right, Ron? I'm still thankful to Andy for that one. It was at least 90 every day. It was I know 1,000% humidity is not a thing, but it was 1,000% humidity. It felt like I was wrapped in a wet, hot blanket all week. It was a quarter mile walk from our campsite to the shower house. Flip-flops in this shower house are strongly recommended. It's a scout camp. And this was also the closest flush toilet. Also strongly recommended over the latrines at the campsite. Latrines that I am highly confident you could get tetanus from. So, flush toilet. The food. How do I describe the food? When you donate food, don't do this, okay? Someone donated food to this scout camp, right? And I just wish I could find them and thank them for it. They donated a bunch of unsliced deli ham, and you're like, oh, deli ham, that doesn't sound so bad, right? Well, they donated the butts. Just like 150 pounds of ham butts. Like this 2 inches, this last 2 inches with the rinds, okay? That was like three meals. So obviously, I, as a scoutmaster, I was volunteering my time and energy and effort this week at scout camp to help shape and mold and grow and encourage and otherwise let these boys know that they matter and that they are loved in such adverse conditions. This is clearly very saintly behavior on my part, right? I mean, I ought to be sainted for this. There's always a but. Ham butts, usually. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I forgot to mention this week that the kitchen, while having an overabundance of ham butts, had the exact opposite problem when it came to staffing. So after a few meals, I and a few of the other leaders, we helped wash dishes. More saintly behavior, right? Yes, of course. Except one of the days, as I was washing dishes in a kitchen with broken air conditioning, by the way, more saintly behavior, and as I was setting this 53rd tray of dishes through the dishwasher, and as I was stacking the 197th hot, scalding hot plate onto the pile, I just kept looking out of the window into the dining room, and there was one young helper, kitchen helper, and he had a broom in his hand, and you're like, oh, he was sweeping, right? The problem was, is he kept sweeping the same spot over and over. He was moving the dust from here to here and back again. This was after someone else had already swept the entire dining room. So as far as I could tell, he was trying to avoid coming to the really hot kitchen and doing the dishes that I was just so graciously volunteering to help do. So as I washed and washed, and he swept and swept, my blood pressure went up and up, and the spirit worked harder and harder, and the spirit failed. Or maybe I overcame, I don't know. Paul teaches this, live by the Spirit and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. So in that moment, the desire is to yell at this kid, to tell him to stop being lazy, to get to the kitchen and to do the job that I, being the saint that I am, have also kindly and generously been doing to help him out, right? And doing this, let's say I did it, who can tell, right? Let's say that I had done this. It would gratify the desires of the flesh. It feels really good to say what needs to be said. It feels not just good, it feels great, right? That is until you, I don't know whether this happened, walk out the dining hall and recognize that there were probably 179 better ways to handle that situation. Not that I'm admitting to being grumpy at the broom-pushing kid. Even when doing the generous and kind thing, even when volunteering time and energy and effort as a scoutmaster, even when the Spirit is active and moving and working with us that we may bear fruits of the Spirit, sometimes, unfortunately, many times even, we, sinful humans that we are, get in the way. The sins of the flesh, hostility, conflict, impatience, cruelty, selfishness, harshness, and recklessness, they rebel against the Spirit and strain our ability to build and maintain human relationships. Perhaps with kitchen staff working hard to get out of work. Maybe with family members and friends. Perhaps with neighbors, with colleagues, with members of our communities, with members of our own faith communities, and with members across faith communities like are gathered today. Sometimes we give in to the sins of the flesh. We rebel against the Spirit and strain our ability to build and maintain effective relationships. We are called to be Spirit-led communities of faith. First Lutheran Church, St. Paul Lutheran Church. We are two congregations with unique identities and unique contexts, each with our own unique missions. Two unique congregations that share much, right? We share a faith in the liberating power of Jesus Christ, belief in the triune God. We have a shared Lutheran identity. We have a shared partnership. You have a shared pastor, right? The Spirit is most certainly active and moving and working within our individual communities of faith, St. Paul and First, and across this partnership. This work, the work that binds our individual communities and this partnership, it is not easy work. It's hard enough to keep one community of faith working well together, let alone across many. And yet here we are today, gathered in partnership, bearing the fruits of the Spirit, as we worship together, as we sing together, as we will later dine together on delicious homemade ice cream. Thank you, Mike. And still, and partnerships similar to this one, and in our individual communities of faith, we sometimes, too many times, get in the way of the Spirit. We gratify the desires of the flesh, like I may or may not have done in yelling at that lazy kid. We tell that other person exactly what they're doing wrong from our pedestal of sainthood as we push the Spirit out of the way while making our hasty self-congratulatory exit. Hostility then replaces love. Conflict replaces peace. Cruelty replaces kindness. Harshness replaces gentleness. Recklessness replaces self-control. The flesh, our flesh, is opposed to the Spirit, and all too often the flesh, our desires, our ways, our ideas, they overcome the Spirit. True, yes. And yet, we are not a people without hope. In fact, we are a liberated people. We are a freed people. As Paul reminds the Galatians, for freedom Christ has set us free. Which means that I'm free to replace gentleness with harshness in dealing with that lazy kid who's trying to get out of doing dishes at scout camp, right? I can say whatever I want. I'm free to do so, right? Freedom of speech. Christian freedom is a little bit different than that. Paul continues, stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. What does he mean by that? Who here remembers that green book, that LBW? I know he does. I know he does, right? In that green book, it says this: we are in bondage to sin and we cannot free ourselves, right, Brian? We are in bondage to sin and we cannot free ourselves. We are in bondage. We are enslaved to sin. Paul says, stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. We cannot free ourselves from that sin, right? It is Christ, however, who has set us free from that sin. Not so that we may sin freely or exercise our First Amendment right of free speech to tell the lazy kid exactly what we think, or that idiot, that idiot who we may worship with, just what we think about them. Christian freedom is much, much different, right? Christ frees us from sin so that we might be bound. That sounds weird, doesn't it? We are freed from our sin so we might be bound. Where might we be bound to? In his treatise, The Freedom of a Christian, Once again, my favorite work by Luther. Luther reminds us that a Christian is a servant, completely attentive to the needs of all. We are able to do this because we have been freed. We have been liberated from the bonds of sin. A servant is one who is bound to the needs of the one he or she is serving. And Luther makes clear that the one we serve is none other than all. It's a lot of people. Which I guess includes that lazy kid with the broom, which includes the community of faith that we have fallen out of partnership with, which includes those on the other side of this current partnership that might rub us the wrong way. And it even includes those within our own communities of faith with whom we might disagree on occasion. Not that that's ever happened, right? All certainly does include a lot of people. As Christians, we have been freed from bondage to sin in and through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, through his life, death, and resurrection. The Spirit then is able to do with us what the Spirit does because we are free. The Spirit moves then to bond us with the neighbor as communities of faith, across communities of faith, in love, in joy, in peace, in patience, in kindness, in generosity, in faithfulness, in gentleness, in self-control. These are the Spirit's fruits. When these things are happening, it is not our work. It is the work of the Spirit. My week at summer camp, it took patience and love and patience and generosity and patience and gentleness and patience and patience and patience. But this was not my work. My burst of frustration, that was my work. That was me. I am a sinner who has been made righteous, set free by Christ, simul justus et peccator. No work. No amount of time spent at summer camp helping scouts can or ever will sanctify me. It is simply the fruit that is born of the freedom Christ won for me. Won for all of us on the cross. That is why we do things like go with scouts to scout camp. Any work that I do, any work that we all do, it flows from and is the result of our Christian freedom to love and serve the neighbor. We are all sinners and we are all saints, which means that we are one big hot mess of people thrown into relationship with one another. How is this possibly supposed to work? The work that we are doing in maintaining our individual identities, St. Paul Lutheran, First Lutheran, in partnering, in sharing a pastor, it is hard work. And it is work that we have seen fail in congregations that we know, maybe in our own congregations in the past. And I can assure you that along the way, we will make mistakes. I, as your pastor, will probably lead you into some of these mistakes. We will fail at times. Our tempers, they will boil over, and we will let the lazy kid with the broom have it, because in the moment, it will satisfy the desires of the flesh. Right? I frequently get asked this question. How do I know if this thing, whatever it is of me, or if it is of the Spirit? Am I leading myself, or am I being led by the Spirit? I don't always know how to answer this question, but I think this answer here is pretty decent. The Spirit does not deal in hostility, unhealthy conflict, impatience, cruelty, selfishness, harshness, or recklessness. So if this is where we find ourselves, we might consider pausing. And by that I mean, if we are in the midst of a conversation and these things are what is coming out, we might literally pause that conversation and ask ourselves together, where exactly did we last sense, recognize, or notice the Spirit is at work? And how do we know the Spirit at work? Go to Galatians 5 and there's a long list of those things: joy, love, peace. And therein lies the good news for us. While this work, that of partnership, relationship, living into our Christian freedom, while it is hard work, none of this work is our work. None of it. Sinners like us, as we well know, and I just emphasized, we are a hot, hot mess. But when we get out of the way, when we allow the Spirit to do the leading, when we allow the Spirit to do what the Spirit does, and then participate in the Spirit's work as we are invited to do so, we as individuals and as faith communities, as partnerships, and dare I say, as communities of communities that make up this world, a world that God created and that God so desperately loves, well, then I think we will feast together on the fruits of the Spirit: joy, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and maybe, just maybe, love and peace. And I can assure you that these fruits taste much, much better than ham butts. Amen.
Join me in professing what we believe using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe
in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, the Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell.
Of intercession, there are a few updated prayers from our bulletin, which we had to print early. We are praying. Where are we at? Oh, this was printed a few weeks earlier than that. So we are going to pray for the family and friends of Jesse. That is Jane. Barker's brother. He passed away over this past week, so we will be keeping her and her family and him and his family in our prayers. Also, many at First Lutheran may know Bob Grubal. Bob passed away this past week, so I ask that you please keep the family and friends of God. Bob Grubal in your prayers. Are there additional prayers this morning?
The Goodrich family.
Goodrich family. Any other prayers this morning?
Carol.
Sorry?
Carol.
Carol.
Dave Uveri.
Dave Uveri. Let us pray. Drawn into the embrace of the Holy Trinity, we lift our prayers for the wholeness of the church, for the world, and for all of creation.
Protect this world, O God. Watch over fields and fruit trees, giving favorable weather for the growing season. Care for the foxes and the birds, the pleasant land beneath us, and the sun and moon above. Keep us mindful of the rich inheritance you have given us in the natural world. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Counsel our leaders, O God. Make them steadfast in seeking justice and unable to be shaken as they pursue peace, especially in places that are ravaged by war, all across the Middle East, in Israel, Gaza, Iran, and in Russia and Ukraine. Lead them by your Spirit to listen and respond to the people they govern. Grant all the people of this land, from the most vulnerable to the most powerful, your protection. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Guide your church, O God. Anoint us for service and make us messengers of your peace. Emboldened by the witness of your apostles, Peter and Paul, and Christians throughout history, especially the saints who have gone before us at First and St. Paul Lutheran churches, send us to proclaim your reign come near. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Uphold all who suffer, O God. Give refuge to those of us who know rejection, and shelter to those of us who have nowhere to lay our heads. Bring any who are sick into your healing presence, especially those on the prayer chains of First and St. Paul Lutheran churches, and for those that we name either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. We lift especially this day Carol, Dave, the Goodrich family, Julie, the family and friends of Jesse, family and friends of Bob. Give all your fullness of joy. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Set free this assembly, O God. Grow your Spirit's fruits within us, that through the unique identities of these two congregations and their missions, the love of Jesus may be made known in Crawford County and beyond. Unite the wills of all who gather here and strengthen this partnership, that with our faces set always on you, we might live together in the freedom to which you have called us. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Gather our prayers in your mercy, O God, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Now may the peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of God's peace with one another. We continue worship with our gifts and our offerings. A reminder that any offerings in your envelopes will go back to your home congregations, and any loose offering, can't remember what we designated, but I think it was LOMO, Hopewood Outdoors.
Thank you.
Creator God, in your wisdom, you bring forth all that is good, and the harvest is plentiful. Strengthen us at your table with these gifts of the earth and our labor, that we may work good for all through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. He was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The kingdom of God is set before us. Come, eat, drink, and rejoice.
Thank you. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you.
Thank you.
You may remain seated. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Sustaining God, you gathered us to your table, and we drank deeply of your grace. Send us out by your Spirit to love your neighbors as ourselves and proclaim your love in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Okay, a few announcements. The most important one first, so I don't forget it. Next Sunday, if you are a member of St. Paul Lutheran Church in North Robinson, Ohio, you have a special congregational meeting at 8:30 a.m. You should have received a letter on that. It is about an elevator and upgrading slash replacing the existing one to provide more information, to answer questions, and then we hope to vote on moving forward or not with that project. If you have questions about that, I encourage you to reach out definitely to Stan or another council member or the property committee. I know you had a property committee meeting, so they should be able to answer questions as well, right? And that probably covers pretty much everyone anyway, so. Anyway, I encourage you to be there for that meeting at 8:30 and to ask questions if you have them. All right, other than that, we have our men's breakfast this Friday at Lulu's, and I know it's the 4th of July, but everyone still needs to eat breakfast. There's no ham butts there, just the full ham steaks, and that they are open on Friday. That was checked, and they are open. We will be sending, there will be four youth going to Hopewood this week. 1, 2, 3, 4. Would you like to come forward, please? And we will bless you as we send you out. Before I do that, are there any other announcements this morning other than please stay? And go downstairs, eat some ice cream, and there's some other, you know, there's a light lunch provided. Other announcements this morning that I missed? No? Yes, ma'am.
I could announce that we have a great grand son born last Tuesday, the 24th. His name is, now get this, Reed Smith Dash. I'm getting used to it. His first name is Reed. Remember Reed. He's a beautiful little boy. And also, a couple other good things that happened this week. My daughter, a granddaughter who is out on Olivia Road, out in Chicago, has been selected as first in her class in law. Wow. And has Reed, and obviously is on the needs list. So she's got one more year.
So I'm going to ask Tom this question. Where did the brains come from? I put you in a tough spot. We're not going to go anywhere. Well, that is wonderful news. Thank you for sharing. Mike.
It's not news or anything, but I'd just like to share this. My grandson, he plays on a travel baseball team. He's 13 years old.
Up here.
His team is got kids from Galleon area, and they had to play in a tournament out in Iowa this weekend. And just so everybody knows, they played on the field that was in the movie Field of Dreams.
Oh. That's
so
fun.
They got some pictures showing them coming out of the field. Got pictures of them with the house in the back background. just thought it was interesting for everybody to know that they got to play on that field, so it was interesting.
Yeah, did they win? That was my question.
Well, they played today, so we'll find
out.
It was a cool tournament, and they had to play yesterday, and we'll play today, so we'll find out.
Also, thank you all for attending this joint worship, combined worship service and this partnership, and look forward to continuing as partners of First Lutheran and St. Paul Lutheran and fellowship. I challenge you all. Last year at this same event, I think we were quite segregated at our tables. Perhaps, maybe find someone from a different congregation and sit with them. Just a thought. Anyway, I will also be going with these young folks to camp this week, so again, available by phone, and not super far away, but we'll be able to come for any pastoral care emergencies. With that, let us bless our youth who have made staying up here extra long. Let us pray. Bless the youth and adults who go out from here to listen in at Hopewood Pines in Marengo, Ohio. Open their hearts and minds to new experiences, new conversations, and new people. Bless those who transport them, shelter them, feed them, lead them, and support them near and from afar. May the time they spend away help them as they explore and grow in their faith in you. To you, O God, be glory and honor through your Son, Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, in your church and in the world, both now and forever. Amen. Don't go anywhere. And now, please stand for a blessing for all of us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and peace. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you now and forever. Amen.
Adam, do you know how to play Happy Birthday?
No, not at all.
Adam, is it your birthday today?
Yeah,
it's Adam's birthday today. We're going to sing Adam Happy Birthday.
Playing for myself?
Yes. Let us pray for our meal, since you won't, will like want to wait for me or something. So if you know it, pray it. God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for our food. By his hand we all are fed. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. Amen. In Christ we are freed from all which would keep us from the fullness of life.
Through Christ we are free to live in the Spirit's fruit.
Go forth then in love, joy, and kindness, making Father, Son, and Holy Spirit known to all the earth.